databases and the nature of the data and information contained within said databases. You asked questions about the cross-referencing of the data in given databases with other databases. You asked what approach we follow in the Kingdom of Morocco to preserve databases and to safeguard them in line with Articles 2, 3, 12, and 24. Now, we have an electronic database system in Morocco, which contains, for example, all of the search notices. All of them are duly fed into these databases. This includes search notices issued by the judicial police and cover people who have disappeared. Information is also made available by family members, by relatives, which is also fed into that database. There is a coordinating entity which allows us to collect and collate all necessary resources and information. We cooperate closely with the Royal Gendarmerie and other entities and other authorities, and we work with the public at large as well in our search for missing or disappeared persons, as well as those who are fugitives. And I'm talking here about fugitives who have committed a crime and who are fleeing justice. But this does also cover victims of enforced disappearance. We avail ourselves of the public at large for any information that they can share with us to feed into that database. It's thus a large and extensive database with all necessary information that we have available on disappeared persons or fugitives. Moreover, representatives of the authorities such as the Royal Gendarmerie or the General Directorate of the National Security Services collect and collate data on the basis of information received from relatives of, for example, disappeared persons, and that feeds into the search and investigation efforts as we seek to pinpoint their fate and whereabouts. It helps us to know more, for example, about the conditions in which these people disappeared, having this direct interaction with relatives. We also keep relatives duly apprised and abreast of the procedures and how things are evolving, particularly when it's a crime. We have an initiative that has been rolled out to the public to get them on board so that we can urgently address cases of enforced disappearance involving, for example, children or persons more at risk and who need greater degrees of protection. We allocate a great deal of resources to these endeavors via our social media networks and via other channels and means. And all of this to ensure that we can intervene urgently and quickly in response to a disappearance or a missing person case, particularly to protect children from any form of potential abuse. We have an agreement that was signed between the General Directorate of National Security and the Meta company, the owner of Facebook, and that to ensure that there can be real-time intervention and swift intervention. Things can get out on social media networks, etc. That's all for the time being. Thank you.
Microphone, please, for the speaker. Microphone, please, for the speaker. If we could ask the microphone to please...